الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. He has no beginning to his existence and no ending. And we ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al family and companions, and to enable us to do the proper transactions. And we ask Allah to keep us away from the haram dealings. The different types of selling and other types of dealings and business transactions according to the Islamic Sharia law. There are three types of selling. Selling an observed item, and that is permissible. Selling a described thing by credit, and that is permissible if the description was found to be as described. And selling as absent item that has not been observed, and that is not permissible. It is valid to sell every pure, beneficial, owned item, and it is not permissible to sell a filthy substance, najis, or what has no benefit. Usury, riba, takes place in gold, silver, and food. It is not permissible to sell gold or gold. It is not permissible to sell gold for gold, and likewise silver, unless they were equal and exchanged on the spot. It is also not permissible to sell what one has purchased until he takes possession of it. It is not permissible to sell meat for living animals. It is permissible to sell gold for silver with inequality, but exchanged on the spot. Likewise is the case with food. It is not permissible to buy one type for its similar unless they were equal and exchanged on the spot. It is permissible to sell a type for a different type with inequality but exchanged on the spot. Risky business is not permissible. The buyer and the seller have the choice to breach as long as they did not separate. They can make the choice conditional up to 3 days. If the sold item is found to be defective, the buyer may return it. It is absolutely not permissible to sell fruit until they are ripe, nor to sell what is a subject of usury for its same type while moist, except for milk. The salam contract is valid, whether due immediately or with postponed payment, if 5 conditions were satisfied: that it could be specified by precise description, that it would be a type that is not mixed with another type, that it was not transformed by fire, that it would not be a specific time or from something specific. Furthermore, there are 8 conditions for the validity of the subject of the salam contract: to describe it with a description by which its price varies after mentioning its type and its kind; to mention its amount in a way that negates any ignorance about it. If it were a postponed delivery, one must mention the due date, that it would be usually existent upon its due date; that one mentions the place of delivery; that the price would be known; that both parties exchange before dispersing; and that the salam contract would be final. The conditional choice to breach cannot be applied to it. Everything that is valid to be sold is valid to be made collateral, rahn, for debts, if they were confirmed to be among his liabilities. He who puts up the collateral, rahn, may retract it as long as one does not take possession of it. The one who takes the collateral does not have to guarantee it unless he transgresses. If he takes some of his right, none of the collateral is released until he gets all of it. The debarment applies to 6 types of people: the child, the insane, the foolish one who wastes his money, the bankrupt who has become overcome with debt, the sick in what pertains to more than a third of his assets, and the slave who was not permitted to trade. The spending of the child insane and the fool is invalid. The spending of the bankrupt is valid by credit, not with his physical money. The spending of the sick, what pertains to what is more than a third of his assets, is made dependent upon the acceptance of his heirs after death. The slave is liable for his spending and is sought for payment after his liberation. Reconciliation, sulh, in what pertains to money and what leads to money, is valid with confession. There are two types, acquittal and exchange. Acquittal is for one to be content with some of his right. Ibra, it is not permissible to make it conditional. Exchange, mu'arada, is for one to turn away from his right for something else. The ruling of selling pertains to this type. It is permissible for someone to initiate an awning in an open street in a way that those who pass by are not harmed. It is not permissible on a dead-end street except by the permission of those who share the street with him. It is permissible to advance a door on a dead-end street, and it is not permissible to push the door back except with the permission of those who share the street with him. Cosigning for confirmed debts is permissible. Cosigning for confirmed debts is permissible if the amount is known. The loaner may seek whomever he wants among the cosigner or the one for whom he cosigned, as long as the cosigning was as we have clarified. If the cosigner pays, then he goes back to the one for whom he cosigned. If the cosigning and the payment were by his permission, it is not valid to cosign for what is unknown, not for what is not obligatory, except in the case of guaranteeing a purchased item. Guaranteeing a person's presence is valid if the one whose presence is requested has breached the right of another person. Partnership, sharaka, has five conditions: that it would be based cash in the form of golden or silver coins, that those coins would be the same in kind and type, that the monies of the two parties be mixed, that both parties permit the other to deal with the money, and that the profit and loss would be based on the amount of the contribution. Both parties have the right to breach whenever they want. If one of them dies, the partnership is invalidated. It is permissible for a person to authorize someone to do anything that is permissible for him to do himself, as well as to be authorized to do it. Authorization is a non-binding contract, and both parties have the right to breach it whenever they want. It is breached by the death of one of them. The authorized one must safeguard whatever he takes possession of and whatever dealings he performs. He does not have to guarantee it unless he transgressed. It is not permissible for him to sell or buy except under three conditions: that he sells at market price, that he takes immediate payment in cash, and according to the currency of town. It is not permissible to sell to himself. He does not confess on behalf of his authorizer except with his permission. There are two types of subjects of confession, iqrar: the right of Allah, the Exalted, and the right of a human. It is valid to retract a confession that pertains to a right of Allah. It is not valid to retract a confession in what pertains to the right of a human. The validity of confession depends upon three conditions: puberty, sanity, and choice. If that confession were about money, then a fourth condition is considered, which is maturity. If he confesses about something unknown, he will be made to clarify it. It is valid to make an exception from the confession if he connected it to the confession. The confession made in a state of health is equal to the confession made in a state of sickness. It is valid to lend everything from which there is benefit without consumption of its entity if its benefit was effects. It is permissible to lend without restriction as well as to restrict it to a time limit. The borrower must guarantee the value it had on the day of its ruin. Whoever extorted money, ghasb, must return it, pay the difference of whatever deficiency he caused to it, and pay the amount of what something like it is rented. If he destroyed it, he guarantees its similar, if it has a similar, or the highest value if it had since the day of its extortion to the day of its destruction, if it has no similar. The right of preemption, shafa'a, is confirmed in the case of indiscriminate partnership, not partnership in which boundaries of the shares are specified, and in reference to what is divisible, not what is indivisible, and in everything then is not transportable, such as real estate and other things. It must be according to the price by which the selling took place. It must be done immediately. If it were delayed while one is able to do it, it becomes invalid. If the old partner married a woman and made the dowry his share, then he who does the pre-emission takes it from her by paying her the dowry of what a woman of her status usually takes. If those who do the pre-emission are a group, then they divide it according to their prospective shares. Profit sharing, qirad, has four conditions: that it would be based on cash in the form of golden and silver coins, that the sponsor gives unrestricted permission to the worker to deal with the money, or permission to work with something that does not usually run out, that he specifies for him a particular amount of the profit, and that he would not restrict the work to a specific amount of time. The worker does not have to guarantee damages except in the case of transgression. If profit and loss both take place, the loss is resolved by the profit. Musaqah is permissible for palm trees and grapevines. It has two conditions. The first is that it would be specified to a particular time limit. The second is that a particular amount of the fruits would be specified for the worker. Furthermore, there are two types of work involved therein. There is work that its benefit goes to the fruits, and that is on the worker. There is work that its benefit goes to the land, and that is on the landlord. It is valid to rent, hire, everything in which there is benefit without the consumption of its entity, with the condition that its benefit is specified to one of two matters: a particular time limit or a specific job. Non-specification of when payment is due necessitates that payment is due immediately. It is valid to specify delayed payment. The renting, hiring contract is not invalidated by the death of either of the two contractors. It is invalidated by the destruction of the rented, hired item person. It is invalidated by the destruction of the rented or hired item or person. The renter or hirer does not guarantee damages in the case of transgression. The reward is permissible. It is for someone to make a known compensation conditional upon finding his lost item. Thus, if someone returns his item, he would deserve that conditional compensation. It is not permissible for a man to be hired to cultivate the land with the condition of being paid a specific percentage of the yield. It is permissible to hire him for a specific amount of gold or silver, or for a postponed payment of a specific amount of food. Reviving a piece of land is permissible with two conditions: that the reviver would be a Muslim, and that the land would be available. It was never the ownership of a Muslim. The description of the revival is according to whatever would usually be the construction of what is sought. Under three conditions, one is obliged to make water accessible, that it would be more than what he needs, for someone else to need it for himself or for his animals, and that it would be the type that replenishes itself, such as a well or a spring. The inalienable endowment, waqf, is permissible with three conditions: that it would be something beneficial without the consumption of its entity, that it would be dedicated to an existing foundation with a continuous offshoot, and that it would not be forbidden. It would be as specified by the donator, whether advanced to some before others, or equally distributed, or with preference. Everything that is permissible to sell is permissible to give as a gift. The gift is not binding except by taking possession. If he who was given the gift took possession of it, the giver has no right to retract it unless he was a parent. If someone granted another something to use for the rest of his life or made it ownership dependent on who dies first, it belongs to the one to whom it was given, and then it goes to his heirs after his death. If one found an item in unowned land or on the street, then he may take it or leave it. Taking it is better than leaving it. If one trusted himself to safeguard it, if one takes it, it is obligatory on him to know six things: its container, its lid, its string that holds the lid, its type, its number, its weight. One must store it in a place the likes of which such things are stored. If one wants to keep it, he must publicize it for a year on the doors of the mosques and in the place in which he found it. If he did not find its owner, he may keep it with the condition that he guarantees it. The lost and found item is of four types. The first is what remains without spoil, and what was mentioned is its ruling. The second is what does not remain, such as moist food. Thus he has the choice between eating it and reimbursement, or selling it and saving the money. The third is what remains with treatment, like fresh, ripe dates. One does what is most advantageous, whether we're selling it and preserving the money, or drying it out and storing it. The fourth is what is in need of support, which is of two types. An animal that cannot defend itself, one has the choice between eating it and reimbursement, leaving it and volunteering to support it, or selling it and saving the money. An animal that can defend itself, if he found it in the wilderness, he leaves it. If he found it in civilization, he has the choice between the three aforementioned matters. If one found an abandoned person on the side of the road, taking him, raising him, and sponsoring him is obligatory on the community. He is only left in the hands of a trustworthy person. If money were found with him, the ruler supports him from that money. If no money were found on him, then his support is taken from the treasury. The deposit, wadi'a, is a trust, amana. It is recommended for the one who can fulfill that trust to accept it. He does not guarantee damage except in the case of transgression, udwan. The claim of the one who accepted the deposit, that he returned it to the one who made the deposit, is accepted. He must safeguard it in a way that its likes is safeguarded. If he was requested to return it but did not do so until the item perished, he guarantees it. We ask Allah to enable us to perform the obligations, refrain from the sins, do the good deeds, and do what is accepted by Allah. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.